Your calendar, it doesn't need to be busy, it just needs to be deliberate. And it needs to be deliberate in not just having events, but in building mission heat. Today's episode is just focusing on additional tips for church planting plumbing. So as we finish this section on the plumbing side of your plant, here are some final tips. So the first one is your greatest advertisement is your people. Christian community, distinctly Christian lives are the greatest testimonies to what God is doing in the world through his new king. As you consider the way you talk about how Jesus is both the answer and how God is working in your church plant, just remember this. The local church, the witness of God's people, lives filled with God's grace, are the clearest demonstration and declaration of the gospel. What's the second one?
Second one is this. Sounds very pragmatic after that one. Second one is this. Go for the low-hanging fruit. To build momentum, you need those early stories of where God is working. As a general rule in Australia, I've mentioned before, 6 to 8 years often for someone who hasn't heard of Jesus to come to know him. So as you're building early momentum, look for those places where God is working. He has worked in people, where he's changed hearts, and point people towards them. Talk about them in church, while not neglecting the fact that these journeys take a long time, but point to where God is working.
Yeah. Third, build confidence in the gospel at work, particularly in your main conversion engine. So when someone becomes a Christian, celebrate it and celebrate with them. When the friend of a church member becomes a Christian through church, get them to tell their story, warts and all. When people become Christians through the conversion engine, highlight it to the whole church. In doing this, you really build the confidence that the gospel is powerful. And that's what's happening in this plan as you work towards the vision that you've set. In this, you'll begin to spark the imagination of your church about what God could do through their friends and their family members.
This podcast is obviously designed for people who are thinking about or moving towards planting a church. But part of our vision at Reach Australia is to see thousands of healthy, evangelistic, multiplying churches across Australia, which means not only do we need to keep planting churches, but we need to help those people who are leading established churches, which were planned at one stage, regain, reignite, or keep growing in their evangelistic effectiveness in seeing the saints matured and multiplying across Australia in order to reach Australia with the gospel. If that's you and you're leading an established church, we would love to have a conversation with you about how we could help you as a network through consulting in your church, through coaching, and through the cohorts that we run in our 2-year development program in order to see you keep leading that healthy, evangelistic, multiplying church that sees a lost reached. Go to reachaustralia.com.au for more information. Excellent. I got 4, 5, and 6. So here we go, 4, 5, and 6. Nice. Do the key things well. So pencil in other possibilities, but focus on building what you've already got. When you start, don't try everything. Don't try to do everything. Do the key things you need to do. Resist the urge to do everything else. Pencil in the best possibilities you might pursue as you grow and as your resources increase. Where possible, create structures that you can to continue to sharpen those over time. And rather than trying to create entirely new structures at different points, build on what you've got. It takes time to build confidence in what you do. So take a long-term view with it, a long-term approach to your plumbing, and use an iterative method to keep improving things. There is no silver bullet. There's just constant searching, reviewing, tweaking, improving for alignment. That's what you're looking for. Here's the fifth one. Know that there are going to be some things you're going to have to undo as well. You kind of scramble when you plant to get traction and momentum in your church plant. And I've said this before, but there are going to be some things you are going to need to undo inevitably as you grow and hit growth barriers. Now, that can be really hard when you get to that point. But knowing it beforehand will help you prepare for that moment. Whether it's how you people are integrated into small groups quickly at the start, slower through a membership course as you grow, the way you train leaders and the way they're deployed organic at the start, much more structured over time, or the more challenging and confronting issues about asking those who you might have given responsibility to or a role to beforehand to step back, whatever it is, there's going to be some decisions you're going to need to make that you're going to need to undo, not because you've made any mistake, but just because you're growing. Yeah. Now, it's good to know that before you get there. Number six, begin with a teamed and multiplication mindset from the start. Pre-launch, that's when you're thinking about teams and multiplication. One of the key structures that will help you disciple and grow leaders and help the whole church trickle down that vision of what you're trying to do. It begins with leaders and teams and multiplying that. So begin with teams from the very beginning. Help those teams connect what they are doing to the vision of your church plant and the outcomes that you've set as a church plant. And so then you identify and you equip leaders to be able to disciple and grow those in their teams and instill in them this mindset of multiplying leaders from the beginning. If you do it too late, if you think about it when you're at 50, you're way behind in building those leaders. So instill it from the beginning, a teams and multiplication mindset.
Yep. And lastly, align your plumbing with your calendar, which will reflect your vision. So be deliberate about what you will do and what you won't do, and plan out how things feed and build into the other. So if you do a Carols event in December, what are going to be the next steps for people? And what are you going to be preaching on after that? What will you be running off the back of your Christianity Explored course? Your calendar, it doesn't need to be busy, it just needs to be deliberate. And it needs to be deliberate in not just having events, but in building mission heat. So there needs to be alignment. Alignment of the plumbing, so your events and your structures, as well as the poetry, your preaching, your vision casting, your announcements, and the stories that you share. Last one.
Yeah.
See, told you we'd finish before five. Yeah, I knew we had time for laughing.